Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King's Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot, 7-inch, Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
Many wonderful companies have donated their time and services to build the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. We want to thank and encourage you to support these Christian-owned businesses: Jensky Incorporated, Vocal and BEI Engineering, Guadalupe Electric, Gardens at the Ridge, Billy Long Enterprises, Watson Farms, Love Creek Orchards, Danny's Tiles, Newsom Sprinklers, Alamo Crane, Mike's Crane, Mid-Tex Pumps, Tenon Drilling Company, STI, Ecotech, Deb Steel, Eagle Bronze, Jeweled Steel, and Max Griner Jr. Designs. Would you please support and join these fine Christian-owned companies by making your own gift today to the Sculpture Prayer Garden so construction can continue? This is good ground to sow good seed. Thank you for your prayerful consideration.
Max, the garden just got featured in a national magazine.
Yes, sir, Roy. God blessed us. The June issue of Charisma Magazine featured a story on the garden, and that's one of the biggest Christian magazines in the world. Christianity Today and Charisma are the two biggest in the world, and we just ask God to use it to bless a lot of people and to stretch their faith, and that He'll send a bunch of people to Kerrville so they can have their own encounter with the Lord on the mountain. But it's great free publicity. God did it for us, the Holy Spirit. And it's just a story about all the amazing things God is doing up on that mountain in Kerrville, Texas. So everybody go get a copy.
What's the story behind that? How'd that come about?
God, I think, Roy. They just had been keeping up, the editors, with the story and the things that were happening. And they get, some of them get my emails and the stories of what had happened. And they just called up and invited us to share the story so they could share it to a wider audience. So
amazing.
Yeah, so hundreds of thousands of people will see the print, you know, copy of the magazine, but then they have email and hundreds of thousands of people on their emails, and then it goes on the internet, and so it'll be, you know, really around the world. But it's out right now, so Charisma Magazine.
Okay, well, listen, every week we have a miracle of the week. What's our miracle of the week?
Well, this is a special week for and time for Israel. Right now, this week, the Jerusalem prayer breakfast is going to happen in Jerusalem. And at that prayer breakfast, they're going to be celebrating the 75th year anniversary of Israel as a modern nation. And their anniversary date, or their Independence Day, was actually May 14th, 1948. And so the country has been celebrating this historic moment, you know, for months. But what's going to happen this week is that Christians and Jewish people will gather at this breakfast as and celebrate the friendship of our two nations. And why it's significant to the Coming King Foundation is that at this breakfast, the coming or the line of Judah sculpture will be presented to the people of Israel. And it's a gift from us and from the different people that have helped us donate this big lion, number one lion sculpture to the people of Israel. Mm-hmm. And so that is going to be happening here this coming week, June the 6th, 7th, and 8th. In Jerusalem. So if you're in the neighborhood,
but you're excited about that.
Yeah, so that's a major thing.
As they say, and you come a long ways, baby.
Yeah, yeah. and we believe this is a not only a historic thing, because mm-hmm. the lion is returning to Israel, but that it's a spiritually significant too. And that yet will be proven, but I feel pretty confident that this will be a new symbol of Israel and their strength, their courage, their tenacity.
Boy, it couldn't be a better time.
Yeah, no, huh? With the world the way it is. So we just
bless them.
Well,
not only that, but the world attention is now on because of the
capitals. And we do have two of our representatives that will be there. We have a trustee, Adam Schindler, mm-hmm. and he will be there speaking and presenting a line, and then also Linda Morris from Illinois, and she was the first donor to help us do this, and they'll both be there and making this presentation this week.
Well, we have two. Now, you have women here. I'm going to say two ladies. Okay. On fire. Use Woo-hoo! This visual. On fire in the studio today. If you would, introduce them for us.
Where is their fire extinguisher?
I've never heard him use that term before.
Yeah, well, so where is the fire extinguisher?
We want to yeah, get the fire extinguisher
a little bit here. Now, we've got two incredible women of God. And what I mean by on fire, you know, in Pentecost, they said there was this fire on everybody's head that they could see, like flames or tongues of fire, and that the people got filled with the Spirit at Pentecost. In the New Testament, in the book of Acts, talks about that. Well, these ladies are full of the Holy Spirit, and they got the fire all over them, and all you have to do is get within about 6 feet,
I can feel
7 feet
already.
Of them, and
that's
you
why
can
I believe
feel
your,
it.
Your example, because I can feel it.
Yeah, and so we're honored to have Linda Force and Monica Accomando. Did I say that right, Monica?
Yes.
Or close enough for a Texas Aggie. And but Linda is a trustee. She's a secretary of the foundation. She's been a supporter now for, I think, about 3 years or so, right, Linda?
3 years.
Yeah. And she's just been a fireball. She has brought a lot of new ideas and life to the garden, and she's brought her husband. Praise the Lord, Terry, and he supported her, and they've been just terrific friends at the garden and donors, and she's very active, and she's there, I think, about every single day almost, right, Linda?
If
she can get there.
My dogs.
Yeah, she got to take care of dogs and stuff, but anyways, she's just a great lady, and we're so honored to have her here, and she's going to tell some of her story, and then we have Monica, and she is from Austin, and she is a strong believer, and you're going to hear her story. But she found this place on her own. She didn't know any of us. She just was attracted by the Holy Spirit to the top of the mountain. And now she comes from Austin, a 2.5-hour drive, and she comes frequently because of the presence of God. And so we're going to hear her story and more about her. So we're just thankful they're both here.
Well, Linda, let's start with you first. Let's share a little bit about your story in relationship with the cross.
Well, my name is Linda Force, and above all else, I love my Jesus. And I have a wonderful husband, Terry Force, as Max said. I have three daughters, Amy, Angela, and Tessa. And I have 10 beautiful grandchildren.
So you're a happy camper and keep busy.
I am very happy, and I rescue dogs. And they
and how
keep
did
me
you get
busy.
First introduced to the cross?
Actually, there was a man that was painting my fence named Randy
Choke.
And I had just been through a big surgery called ovarian cancer. Mm-hmm. And he came to my house and knocked on my door, and he said, "You've got to come. You've got to come to the cross. They're raising it today." Well, I couldn't get to the cross because I was in recovery. And he brought over about 7 people to pray over me. And meanwhile, they were all telling me about the cross. As soon as I was able, I went straight up there. And started,
what was your first experience like?
It was beautiful, and the love of God and the peace of God. I knew I was going to be okay. And as soon as I was able, I started picking up trash. I'll never forget that. God called me to pick up the trash at the garden.
Hmm. Max?
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I just noticed the trash was gone. I thought it was an angel. But I guess it was. It was Linda. Well, thank you, Linda. Didn't know that part of the story.
What was it like the first time that you got you went yourself? What is it like the first time that you got to bring a friend or someone to share it with? That's what I've always enjoyed.
Yes, when I took my husband for the first time, we walked up there and we could just feel the peace of Jesus just surrounding us, because we were pretty scared, you know, to be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, mm-hmm. and the doctor said you have 5 years. So we were really searching and looking for God. You know, we've always been Christian, looking for a miracle. And God always assured us that I was going to be okay, and here I am 8 years later.
Yeah. All right, let's talk to Monica a little bit. Monica, welcome. And we were talking early. You came from Germany, right?
Yes.
Share
yes.
that story a little bit.
Hello, everybody here. Mm-hmm. I was born and raised in Germany, and I came over to the United States when I was about 20 years old. And I came over as a nanny to learn more of the English language. Originally, my thought was that I wanted to be a stewardess, but God had bigger plans. And I met my husband in New York City, and he was a blind date, talking about divine connections. I just want to mention something very interesting. My husband comes from Italy. He was born and raised in Italy. And when he was about 11 years old, they were about to go off with the boat to the United States. Well, I just found out from him that in 1956, in July, he was about to get on board on that boat, and he got sick.
So because he got sick, he met you?
No, because he got sick, they couldn't get on that boat, and that boat's name was Andrea Doria. You can look it up in history. Yes.
Yeah.
If they would have went on that boat,
he may be dead. Right. Wow.
So the divine appointment to meet him years later in New York City, where I had to go to America to meet my husband, it's just, it's wonderful to see God's hand when you look past now, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's just
awesome. So
you're
not a stranger to miracles in your life.
Oh, my God, no. He's just, you know, like Linda mm-hmm. said, Jesus is awesome.
So you're a wife?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
mother?
I'm married 45 years now to a wonderful husband, and I'm a mother of two girls, and one girl gave me a grandson, Asher.
Aww.
Now, how did you come in contact with the cross? Share that story with us.
Okay. Try to be short. There's so many details, but I have to be short. I went to a friend's house, and I saw Max Greiner on TV on the 700 Club. Hmm. She said, "Oh, Monica, come here." She said, "Ever heard about the prayer garden?" I said, "No, and I'm not really interested." It just looked boring to me. And so I forgot about it. I went out, not thinking about it. It was a few weeks later, it dropped in my spirit. That's all I can say. Go and visit the prayer garden. It was a Sunday morning, and I talked to my husband, and he said, "Yeah, let's take a ride out there." And from that moment on, I was hooked.
What was his experience? The same as yours?
No, not. He loved it. He said, "That's a beautiful place, high up on the mountain." He loved the scenery. He loved the ride. But I heard in the spirit, "Monica, you have come home." And I knew there was something divine to this visit.
Now, what's interesting, I'll ask both of you. I know that once you've gone to the cross and you're experiencing all this, you start finding other people that have had similar experiences to yours, so you don't feel like you're the only ones now.
Exactly, yes. And I think, how should I say that? Everybody feels different, because I brought a lot of people over and they feel different when they experience, you know, not everybody has that same experience, but everybody gets touched.
How did you two first meet? Linda, why don't you start off?
Well, I was actually up at the cross doing a tour with Weldon Baker, who's a fellow Turgot chaplain. You know Weldon. He's a great guy. And the tour had ended, and then I always walk around and fellowship with all the ladies. There was a lot of ladies there that day.
Go ahead.
Oh, and I was ministering to a lady. We were praying. And then I turned around, and there she was, sitting on a prayer bench by the cross.
Yeah, right there. And the Lord, I looked around. I felt at that time a little lonely. I was going through some, you know, mental
stuff.
Junk.
And the Lord said, do you see
my
that?
My whole life is going through mental stuff, so I can relate to you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Well, you know,
you
I was a little lonely.
Problem, I know, when you said that, I was thinking, you Max is thinking, Roy's got
well,
the permanent problem.
Maybe I should explain. My father had just died in Germany, you know, so it was a little bit of a trying time. So
Yes. Max, anything?
Yeah, now go ahead and finish what you're saying there, Mike.
And I was sitting there, and I looked over, and I saw all those women fellowshipping and praying, and I just sat there and thinking, oh, gosh, I could use some prayers. And the Lord said, you see this blonde lady over there? She's going to come over, and you will meet.
Wow.
And that's how I met Linda.
So you got a word of knowledge.
Yes, I got a word of knowledge. Yes.
Would meet Linda before she came over.
Exactly.
Now, Max, we're going to have these ladies back, I think, next week. Again, we're going to have them back several weeks, right?
Right, so, right.
And if you would, anything you can share about the audience about how people can reach us if they want to get involved as a volunteer, maybe they want to donate some money to the cause. How can they do that?
Sure. Well, we're building this garden, you know, in faith in God. We don't borrow. We try not to get into debt. But we've got a multi-million-dollar facility up there now, and it's all free. And if anybody would like to help us, we're trying to pay for bathrooms, real bathrooms right now, and that sure would be nice.
The ladies would very much appreciate
that's right.
That.
So anyways, if the Lord moves on you to give money, we sure would appreciate it, because we're building all this as a faith work, and we don't charge anything. We're not selling stuff.
What are the hours?
It's 7 a.m. until midnight every day, 365 days a week, and you can just go to the foundation website, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org.
One more time.
ComingKingFoundation.org. So we welcome everybody and come see us.
Max and Sherry Graner, thank you. And Linda and Monica, thank you. And we're going to be back next week with more of Linda and Monica, so stay tuned. Have a good week. Here's Sherry Graner with our visitor's comment this week.
Thank you for joining us again today. I have some more comments I'd like to read to you. The first one comes from Irma Chavez from Kerrville, Texas, and she says, God is an awesome God. I came to my prayer cross and was praying to my Lord. I asked him to give me a sign to show me his glory. I wanted more of him. I felt in my spirit just to look up. As I looked up to the sky, wow, 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 I saw my cross, and around it was an amazing circle-colored rainbow. I yelled, thank you, Lord, I see your glory. Never have I seen anything like this before. It is a circle that has no end. His love is never-ending for us. Praise God. And our Coming King Foundation director, Debbie Maceros, took four photographs of this phenomenon that day, and it really is a rainbow that it encircles the cross completely, a beautiful, beautiful rainbow. So that was something to see, and we do have those photos if you ever would like to see them. Next, we have from San Antonio, Texas, Colonel Matt Tykula. And he says, thank you so much for staying true to his calling. Since doing so, you inspire many people to do the same each day. God bless you and Sherry for all you do behind the scenes at TCKF to make the garden a haven for all who want to experience God in a real, tangible way. And that was from Colonel Matt Tykula. Next, we have, well worth stopping to take in. We stopped out of curiosity, but thoroughly enjoyed our time here. The serenity was amazing. We were blessed with wonderful weather to enjoy the space and views. This was sent in from Pethatsumi from Dallas, Texas. And praise be to our Father for the holy empty cross. Thank you for the Coming King Foundation and the followers for all you do and have done. Blessings. This was from Cindy Adams from Gardendale, Texas. Next, from Kerrville, Texas, we have one that says, you all are doing an awesome work for the kingdom of God. The Lord is very pleased in the way you are honoring him. And David Cawthon from Kerrville sent this one in. Next, so impressive. We have wanted to come visit for a long time. Our church, First Baptist Church, seniors 30 plus, came to visit and enjoy. This was sent in from Joseph and Avis Reloy from San Antonio, Texas. And last of all, I have, I didn't see this until now, 10 p.m. Tuesday, and am really impressed at the beauty of the entire area, but especially the way the cross is displayed. And that's Clara Freeman, Kerrville, Texas. And that's all I have time for today, but thank you for joining us, and I'll be back again next week.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks, this is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states in over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculptor Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our four websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.